Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Avtzadi Beis. Welcome back, everyone. In this Mishnah, we are starting the Inyanim of Smicha. It goes from this Mishnah until the end of the Perek. A lot of Inyanim and Smicha to learn about. Mishmakas Sugya is here. Just before we get into the Sugya at hand of today's daf, I just want to talk about some general Inyanim of that smicha. First is, what's the idea behind the mitzvah of smicha? The akrovas hakarban is from shechita and on. You shech the karban, that's how you start being makrav it. And then shechita kabbalah. Now we understand that's the union of the akrovas hakarban. But yet before this whole process starts, there's a mitzvah of smicha. There's a mitzvah that the bailim has to be smicha, put his hands, his strength on the karban, and only then do we shech it. The Gemara says that smicha is not ma'akev, but it's very chashuv inyan. It's ki'ilu like kiper if a person does not do smicha. What's this inyan of doing smicha on a karban? So the Mefarshim al Torah in the end of Parshas Vayikra, they deal with this. They explain kol echad kafi inyanai. But what's the inyan of smicha? The Ramban says that it's part of the kapara of the karban, that because he says that the Rabban in Pasuk Tes says that the actions of people have three part components to them: machshava, dibur, and maisa. Those are the three components of a person does any action, does an avera, the three parts of it. So therefore, the bringing of the karban has mechaper and all of those halakim. Rabban says that smicha is connected the maisa of the person, and vidui is connected the dibur, and the karban is brought on the fire of the mizbeach. That's the kerev and the kloyos, which is the kleya machshava ve'ataiva, and that's the chaper on the machshava of the person. So Rabban is here is very bekitcher, but he says that the smicha is what it's doing is it's connected to the actions of the person. But so what's in the daf of smicha of putting in strength on the karban? So the Rikanati there in Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet of Vayikra it says tama smicha ki hu lahatzil aleha chetoy. Inyan of smicha is to put the person's chet on top of the karba. That's the inyan of the soil lazozel. That's most it comes out most clear in the karban lazozel, which has no karban. There's no hakrava bichlal. The only inyan that you do in the sir lazozel is vidui and smicha, and that you're putting the chatoyim. The kohen gadol puts the chatoyim of klal yisrael on the head of the seer Lazazel, and it takes those and is mechaper on them. Says the Rikanati, that's what happens in every smicha. This person kilu takes his avera and he puts it on the head of the karban. So see soon that the person does vidui b'shas smicha. That's the time to take your avera and you put it on the head of the karban, and that's now the kapar of the karban gets rid of the avera of the person. That's his malach there, as I found in the Kliyakar. There in Vayikra, Perkala Pasuk Dalet. There's another mahalach that I found in the Indian of Smicha, which is what I always thought the Indian of Smicha was. I found in the Ponim Yafis. There in the Pasuk of Samach Yaday. Ponim Yafis is from the Bala Fla. You wrote a sefer on the Chumash called Ponim Yafis. That it's Yadu already, the Ramban says that the Indian of the Karban is that the person should think that Ilu he was shechted and his dam is being zark on the Mizbeach and his emurim are being hooked on the Mizbeach. Ponim Yafis also goes with that idea. It says even more that when a person is chayte, so he goes down to the nefesh, to the level of a behema. And now to bring himself back up, he has to connect himself to the behema, and the behema's takrav of the behema on the mizbeach, that's what's mal him, and he goes back to being like a person. So he says that inyan atzmicha b'chol koichoy liyachid nafshoy lechaber b'chinas nafshoy nefesh ha-behema. Person puts all of his koyach on the behema, so that's connecting him to the behema. He's connecting to the behema now that the behema is kilu his shliach, and now that the behema goes and it's kariv on the mizbeach, so I say that it's also tis'ala nafshay. Also, the person gets his an aliyah in his nefesh through the akrava of the behema. So these are a few inyanim. Ben smicha, the Ramban says that it was to mechaper on the mice of the person. You cannot explain that it's putting the chet on the head of the karban. Ponim Yafis says that it's connecting the person to the behema. Now the behema can take his place. Another point about smicha what do you do b'shas smicha besides you're doing smicha itself, putting your strength on the carbon. This person also does vidui b'shas smicha. So it's actually no mefurshu gemara about it that a regular carbon you do vidui b'shas smicha. It's mefurshu in Mishnayis and Yuma, Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, both in the par in his par and in the Sir Mishtaleach, did vidui b'shas smicha. But by regular carbon it's no mefurshu gemara. It's a Tosefta by Yosem Minochitz, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. That's why the Rambam paskins in the end of Perek Gimel of Maitzah Karbonis. Rambam says that for a Chatos, your Mizvada Avoyin Chatos, an Osham Avoyin Osham, and an Oila, your Mizvada Avoyin Asev, Avoyin Lois Asev, Shinitikal Asev, which are the things that the Oila is Mechaperan. So that's what you say, Bishas Vidui, Bishas Micha, is your Vidui, which obviously works very well with what you said from the Rikanati. That the union of smicha is to put the aveiros on the head of the korban. The Rambam concludes in Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav Maaseh Korbanos. The Rambam says, "Hoya korban shlamim soymech b'chol makom sheyirtem min hazar b'makom shchita." Korban is a shlamim, so you do smicha wherever you want. Yira li she'enu mitzvada ala shlamim, aval oimer divrei shevach. Rambam says that you don't do vidui, you don't say vidui, rather you say divrei shvach. Divrei shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you by bringing a shlamim. The Rambam was bothered that if smicha is the time to do vidui, so a shlam does not come for any avera. So what vidui do you say by shlamim? So therefore the Rambam said that you say divrei shvach. The similar thing we find in Rashi and Tehillim, in Perakuf, Perak of Mizmor L'Saida. So Rashi says there Mizmor L'Saida, says Rashi, L'Haidaya L'Aimrei Al Zivchei Taida. So to say this parak, when you bring a korban toida, also it comes from the Medrash Sheikhar there in Tehillim, that Mizmor L'Saida was said when a person brings his korban toida. Pshutei miti says it b'shas micha. Maybe when they're shechting it also. But the time that the connection of the bialim to the korban is b'shas micha, and that you say your divrei shvach. By a shlomim it's any type of haidah you want to say. And by a korban toida it's specifically for a haidah, for the nes that a person had, that he was saved for. That's this Rambam, and that's the Rashi in Tehillim. However, in the Gemara in Tainis of Dafchav Gimel, or it's in the story, famous story of Chani Amago, it wasn't raining, and then he davened that it should rain, and then the rain came, and the rain wasn't stopping. So it says that Chani said, "Haviu li par hoida." And he asked to bring a par hoida, samach sheyodev olav, and he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu that the rain should stop, shouldn't be too much rain. So this par is called the par hoida. So why is it called the par hoida? It says Rashi, "Lizvadei solov, v'asalo ismicha ve'evio ishlamin." So lashon of hoida, Rashi learns, is lashon vidui. Shchaini brought it as a shlamin, and he said vidui at it. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So it's more here Rashi that you say vidui b'shas smicha an shlamin. So Chara steered to Rashi in Tehillim. It says by a carbon toida that you. Say divrei shvach mizmor l'saida. Maybe could be the Rashi holds that b'shas smicha you say vidui, and then afterwards you say divrei shvach, but it still doesn't really work so well. Amais, it's already well known that Rashi and Tainis is seemingly not Rashi. It's one of the other mefarshim, so it's not so bad. The sira akoparin, the opinion of Rashi or the mefarish and Tainis Dafchav Gimel is that you say that on a shlomim you say vidui b'shas smicha, not like the Rambam. Says you say divrei shvach. The Gvura Sari, in Tainis there, is Me'or on Rashi, that why are you saying vidui on a shlomim? Vidui comes for a chet, and shlomim is unrelated to chet. So what's inyan of doing, what's the connection between vidui and shlomim? And therefore he learns in the Gemara that par hoida is miloshen hoida, like we would say, loshen toida, thanks. Shchaini brought a carbon toida. The fact that there was no rain and now there rain came. And that was a reason for him to bring a carbon toida. And you don't say vidui, it says the Gvur Sari on a carbon toida. Rather you say divrei shvach. The Rambam says, and that's what Chaim goes on to say, that there that tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu that you gave a lot of toiva to Klal Yisrael, that you gave us rain. But it was divrei shvach on a carbon toida, and not divrei vidui on a carbon shlamin. Another point in the Indian of Smicha is that it's mefor in Rashi and Eruvin and Avnun. As a davar pashut, that the Baalim says a bracha b'shas smicha, Rashi there says when there's a suffix smicha, so you don't say a bracha. But before that, when there's a vaday smicha, so you say a bracha. The Minchas Chinuch and the Likutim and the Rambam Sefer Gil Maisa Karbonis is ma'ayir that the Rambam left this out. Rambam, we don't never brought down in the Rambam there's a bracha b'shas smicha. But that's the opinion of Rashi there in Eruvin and Dafnut. Another point about smicha is a interesting question that the Achronim deal with. That before in the Gemara, that an Isha who's not mechuyev in smicha has a problem of doing smicha. Because it's avoda b'kodshim. When you're not allowed to do smicha, so it's there's an isser. You can't just stop and lie down on a carbon. It's called an avoda b'kodshim. If a person lies down on his carbon stamkach when he's not in the Beis HaMikdash doing smicha, it's over an isser of avoda b'kodshim. That's why an Isha, who's not mitzuvah in smicha, so she can't do, at least a shita that she can't do smicha stam. Because it's avoda b'kodshim. We'll see more, but the dinim of noshim b'smicha. But Akabonim is mevur that every smicha is be'etim called an avoda b'kodshim. So therefore, the Achronim want to know, what's the pshat that you're allowed to do smicha? What's the getter of the heter doing smicha? Right? Why is the mitzvah of smicha manche the isser of avoda b'kodshim? So the Turiyevin in Chagiga, Daf Dalal Malalaf, and the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Tezvav, say that it's the Midin, Asay Dechaleis Asay. The Klal that we have, the Kol HaTorah Kula, that Asay is Dechaleis Asay. Also, Avir Asay Dechaleis Asay. Turiyevin asks on himself that the Klal is that Ein Asay Dechaleis Asay Sheba Mikdosh. As the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayinim at Beitz. So what's Pshat that Smicha is Yed Dechaleis Asay? Says the Turi Evan here, it's mitzvase b'kach b'korchach that it's deiche. Every smicha always comes with a dechi of aloysa say of avoda b'kodshim. It's not like two things that happen the mikra that you have an aloysa say that happened to come together, and that's the whole inyan of smicha. It comes together with aloysa say of avoda b'kodshim. That's the opinion of the Turi Evan and the Minchas Chinuch. And the Turi Evan there dons, what's the din of a chetzi eved or chetzi ben choyrin? Can he do smicha or not? Mitzad din ben choyrin needs to do smicha. Mitzad sheini, mitzad din of eved, it's also him to do smicha, because an eved is keisha. It's not in the mitzvah of smicha. So he says that the can the mitzvah of the tzad ben schirus be doiche isra of the tzad avdus? And he's mechadish that it is. And even the we all say Yasei Derech Aloysa say, even though it's not, it's kilo two different people. The Yasei of the Ben Choyrin is Derech Aloysa say of the Ever. That's the Chiddush that he wants to say there. However, Bikir Yeger there in Chagiga Dalam and Aleph, Teis Divir Matzcha Loi Nitzrecha, Yeger says, also agrees that you can do Smicha for a different reason. Says Bikir Yeger, Vatzmicha Lecha Isser, Keima de Mechuyev Vismicha Mitzar Cheirus, Loi Mikri Avoida Bekotchim. Figure Lachar is telling us a new gather bechlal in the heter of smicha, and Meir Rabbi Chetiyev and Chetiyev and Choyrin. Kegar understands that the heter of smicha always is not in the gather asay doicha lois asay. Because if so, then you have this steer over your Lachayra. How could the asay of the Ben Choyrin be doicha the lois asay of the Ever? Rather says Rabbi Kivagar, the pshad by normal smicha is that it's loy mikri avoida bekotchim. It's bechlal because it's the din of the carbon to need smicha, so it's not called avoida bekotchim bechlal. Chayyur de Kegermit says that the Indian of Avodah B'Kodshim is doing my work with the carbon. My necessities, my needs. I'm having the carbon do for me. That's called Avodah B'Kodshim. But if I'm doing the din of the carbon, Aidei Smicha, so then it's not called Avodah B'Kodshim B'Chla. We see this idea, and even a bigger Chiddush, in the Yerushalmi, the Taz brings down, in Psochem, the Samach Vavim and Beis. Mar there says, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so you need to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So when you shech the Korban Pesach, you need a lot of knives. It's a lot of shechting going on, all at the same time. So what happens if there are not enough knives in the Azara? How do you get the knives there? So Mar says you stick it into the Korban Pesach itself, and the Korban brings it. And therefore there's no problem if it's on Shabbos. And the Gemara in Psochim, by the Gemara Bavli, asks that it's Avodah B'Kodshim. How can you have the carbon schlep the knife for you? So the Gemara says, no, you only makdish the carbon once it got to the Azara. Without that, it would be a problem of Avodah B'Kodshim. That's the Bavli. Taisus there brings the Yerushalmi that kol avodah tzorach hakarbon ein bo me'ila. That anything which is the necessity of the karbon, it's not called a me'ila, it's not called an avodah b'kodesh, because it's the karbon's necessity, it's not my necessity. That's before in the Yerushalmi, this idea. There it's a much bigger chiddush, and it could be that's why the Bavli argues. Because there, it's because I didn't bring the knife beforehand, so now I need to bring a knife. But it's not be'etzem the tzerich of the karbon that you schlep a knife and the sheep schleps the knife for you. You could have the knife there beforehand. Smicha is the din in the karbon that needs to happen ayidei being putting your kayach on the karbon. The inyan of smicha is to put your strength in the karbon, lie down in the karbon, and that is in the sky the din of smicha. So that's not an avodah b'kodeshim. That's kufu what the karbon needs. The karbon needs you to put your strength in it. Shing in there, the carbon be'etzem doesn't need you to put the knife in it. So the Yerushalmi holds that because practically right now you need to do it, that's not called avayda bechlal. And the Bavli holds no, that if the carbon be'etzem could happen without this, if you would have brought the knife beforehand, so it is called avayda bekachim. Akapon, and that's the Rebbe Kreger's gather in the heter of smicha, and that it's not called avayda bekachim bechlal. So Meir Kreger says it's miyoshev also by chetzi avad v'chetzi ben choyrin. Because the person needs to do smicha, so it's not an avoda b'kodeshim. It's true there are kilu two halves of the person, the eved shaboy and the ben chayrin shaboy. But lemaisa, this person is standing in front of us needs to do smicha. So whenever this I need to do smicha, it's not called avoda b'chal. So there's no problem. If you look at it as my mitzvah and my iser, so then you have to weigh the mitzvah of the ben chayrin with the iser of the eved. But if you're looking at it, it's not the mitzvah against the iser, but when smicha needs to be done, so it's the inyan of the carbon that it should get done, so then there's no problem of avoda b'kodeshim. Now coming to our Mishnah says that kol karbonis hayochid needs smicha, except for b'chor, maitre, and pesach. These three karbonis do not need smicha. So before in the Gemara, I'm at base, that there's no unique mute that these things don't need smicha. Just there's no ribui, we have no makar that they need them, and we can't learn them out from shlamim, because there's a pircha, and therefore they do not need smicha. So, there's a chatzuk, the Torah said these karbanas, most karbanas need smicha. These three karbanas, b'chor, maitre, and pesach, do not need smicha. That would be the pashtus. However, the Rishonim tell us a little bit of a gather in this, why these karbanas are different than other karbanas, and that they don't need smicha. In Rashi Ksaviyad, on the Mabez, in the Havmina of the Gemara, that was learned out of a Pasuk, to name the Mamai, these Karbanos from Tzmicha. So Rashi says there, that the Gemara learned that from Karbanoi. So what's the Miyud? Explains Rashi. Karbanoi Shebo L'Shum Ritzoi V'Doirein, V'Loi B'Chor U'Maiser U'Pesach She'enam Boim L'Ritzoi, El Choy V'Him Olav V'Loi L'Chapara. The karbonoi means my carbon that I have ritzui and doiron. I have something, Rashi Achar means ritzui by like a chatos and an osham, and doiron like an oil and a shlomim. There's something here that's unique to the bialim and the carbon. My kapara, or my doiron to the Eibishter. That's what I have in the carbon. Hashenkin, b'chor ma'etzer and pesach, there's no ritzui and doiron. It's a chayv, I have to bring them. That's why they do not need smicha. That was there was a pasuk miyumayitem. Lefi the maskana, I knew this min asvara, but lachar it still stays the same gedder that they're not the shame ritzui v'kapara, and that's why they do not need smicha. A similar point we see in Rashi in Zvachim Daflam and Gimel. The Gemara there is mechadesh that smichas asham mitzayra lav de'araisa. Even though the mitzayra did smicha on his asham, but it's not needed mid'araisa. So Rashi says, why is it different than other Ashamais that need smicha d'araisa? So explains Rashi, because this is not kishar Ashamais, she'enoi elo lahachshir. And regular Asham is l'ratzai, is l'chaper. The Asham mitzera is not for his avera. Rather, it's the machshirim and eating kachim. And therefore, it's not like a regular Asham that needs smicha. So here again, mavur here in Rashi, that the Indian of needing smicha comes from kapara and ritzui. And now we don't have that by Asham Mitzera. Like, as we start off, the Indian of Smicha has some connection between the Bialim and the Karbon, to be Mechaper on him, to the Karbon taking his place. And as the pasuk says, by smicha, v'nir tzolei l'chapir alav. After smicha, then the carbon is merutza for him to bring kapara for him. This necessity of smicha is only on a carbon which comes for ritzu and doyrein, and not by bechor, meiser, and pesach. Similar idea we find in the Rash Mishant in the Perush on Torah's Koyanim, that a goy is nesmaid a goy, the meat of a goy mismicha, that a goy doesn't do smicha, says it's goy lav bar kapara hu b'karbon. Because the goy doesn't get kapara out of the carbon, he can bring a carbon, but he's not really mischaper in the carbon, and therefore he doesn't do smicha. Similar idea to we see here in Bechor, Maitre, and Pesach, that there's no ritu, and therefore that they do not need smicha. So now, if a person would want to do smicha on his Bechor, Maitre, or Pesach, Bechor, we would say that it's usur, because the carbon does not need smicha. So he's doing avodah b'kachshu. Whether the heter of smicha is medin asei d'chel eis asei, whether the heter is because it's not avodah b'kachshu, it's only when there's a din to do smicha. And these karbanos where there's no din to do smicha, then there's no heter to do smicha. That would be definitely the pasuk pshat. However, Rashi and Eirvin says not this way. Rashi and Eirvin daf nun amud aleph. In a case where you have a meiser and a shlamim that are mixed up with one another, you don't know which one is the karban meiser and which one is the karban shlamim. So what do you do? Says Rashi, you do smicha and tenufa, and you don't say a bracha. And the smicha of the tenufa because it's a suffix. That's as we mentioned earlier, that's Mashman Rashi, that when the smicha is vada, you do say a bracha. Akabonim Rashi says that with a suffix meiser, suffix shlamim, you could do smicha. So the Shara Melech in Paragimel Meiser Kabonis says, what happened? What happened if it's a suffix meiser? And meiser not only does it not have the mitzvah of smicha, but it's usher to do smicha, because it's avodah b'kodshim. So how does Rashi allow me to do smicha on this? Kushik Deila and Rashi. Says the Shara Melech, that Rashi is l'shitosai. In the din of smicha by Noshim. As we mentioned earlier, there's a machlekes tanoim, whether Noshim are semcheis rishus or lay semcheis rishus. If an Isha wants to do smicha, can she do smicha or not? Machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, whether an Isha can do smicha or not, if she wants to. She does not need to, but can't she do smicha? So Taisus explains, Taisus in numerous places, Irvin Dach Tarivov, and Rosh Hashanah Dach Lamed Gimel, Taisus says that the whole machlekes of Noshim Semcheis Rishus or not Semcheis Rishus, it's only a mitzvah which has in it a tzad aveira. Stam to say if an Isha wants to do a mitzvah to take a lulav or to sit in a sukkah, about as she could. But over here where there's a tzad iser, so then there's a machlekes whether she's allowed to do it or not. So says Taisus that even if the Madomer that she's allowed to do it, but there's an Isha de'araisa. How we get rid of this Isha de'araisa because the Isha wants to do a mitzvah. So says Taisus that, you know, even the Madomer that it's mutter, it's only to do smicha be'akofas hayad, to lightly put your hands on top of the carbon. That's mutter. But actually to do smicha b'chol kaychai, that's for sure aser. Because that's for sure avayda b'kotchim. And even the smicha of a kapus hayad, there is a machlekes. No one holds, according to Taisus, no one holds you're allowed to do smicha b'chol kaychai, because that's for sure avayda b'kachim. To do this me'ein smicha, putting your hands on the carbon, that was this machlekes, because that's also stamkach usher to do, because it's nirika avayda b'kachim. Or do we say that no, that here the ish is allowed to do it? That's what Taisus explains the machlekes. Taisus has a makar to this. That the whole tzad heter is on smicha b'kafas hayar, but smicha b'chol koicha is the vada asr. That's the opinion of Taisus. However, says the Shara Melech, that Rashi in Chulin argues with Taisus. Rashi in Chulin and Af Pehem and Aleph. The Gemara says there the Noshim Semchesh Rishus. Rashi says Afagav Deloy Mechayva Deloy Amrinon Avoida Oyvedes B'kachim. The Madamer that says that it's mutter. Says we don't say that she's doing avoda b'kachim. Before Lehedi and Rashi, that she's doing avoda, meaning she's doing it b'chol koicha, and yet it's mutter l'mand omar noshim same reis rishus. Imkein before me divrei Rashi, that you could do smicha b'chol koicha, and ish is allowed to smicha b'chol koicha. It's also the opinion of the Ravid in Teres Kayanim that the ish, if she wants, can do smicha b'chol koicha. What's the pshat? So now we have two Rashi's that are all along the same lines. You have a Rashi by an Isha that says that she could do smicha b'chol koicha, and Rashi by Meiser that's before that if you want you could do smicha b'chol koicha. What's the pshat? Kama that there's no mitzvah. So, how are you allowed to do smicha? So the Shaar HaMelech brings there from the Korban Aaron and the Perish and Teres Kayanim that kach nitin Torah la'noshim chayva u'l'noshim rishus. And noshim are allowed to do smicha in a korban. When the Torah says that it's rishus, it means that you're allowed to do it. It's not called avoida. Ad kan dvarav. That the Torah allowed noshim to do smicha. That the way to learn the pasuk is not that noshim do not have a din smicha, just they don't have a chiyuv smicha. But memela they have rishus to do smicha. So if all that is a gzeiras hakosuf that has to read by noshim, that applies to noshim. But by meiser it's not going to help us. By meiser, as we said, there's no miut. It's a svara that the meiser doesn't have smicha. There's no riboy that meiser needs smicha. So what's the pshat that you could do smicha by meitzer? What the Shaar HaMelech means to say is that the all the cases that we find that there's no smicha, we understand that it's only a miut from the chiyuv of smicha. But if you do smicha, it's called the smicha. It's a kiyum of smicha in the karban. So therefore, you're allowed to do smicha. The Torah gives certain karbanos where the smicha is a chiyuv. Another karbanos, there's no chiyuv smicha, but the smicha that's done is smicha. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. However, l'chayr telling what the heter smicha is normally. If the heter smicha didn't say doich aleis, I say it's b'chal not pashut. Hare, you're not mechuyv to do smicha. Even if we'll say that there's a kiyum mitzvah when you do it, you're not mechuyv to do it. But when you do it, you're also mekayim a mitzvah. But a mitzvah of rishus. Pashas is no din of asay derech aleis asay. Pchanan and Kovitz Aris brings an eden about this. He assumed that's davar pashat or vachanan, that when there's no chiyuv, then we don't say asay derech aleis asay. He brings there that Reb Chaim learned that was a machlokes rishonim efshir. But about the pashat verm is like vachanan, that when there's no chiyuv smicha, when there's no chiyuv mitzvah, so we don't say asay derech aleis asay. So in Cain, how do we say that by meiser or by an isha that you could do smicha? There's no, even if it's a kiyum mitzvah, but there's no din of asay derech aleis asay. Elamai tzachar move word in Rashi like Rabbi Kiveger, that the heter of smicha is not mitin asay derech aleis asay, rather it's not considered avoda bekachim klal. And therefore, we can understand that when the Torah didn't give me a din smicha, like by an isha, or by meiser, it's only took away from the chiyum smicha, but it's still called a smicha. As long as it's called a smicha, so it's kind smicha in the carbon. So there's no din, there's no problem of avoida, because it's not considered avoida bichlal. That'd be very geshmak. It seems the shita's Rashi with by meiser and by isha. However, just to make one more ha'ar here on the Rashi is that kiyadua, the opinion of Tesis in many places is that an isha can make a bracha on a mitzvah say shas man groma. That's what the Ashkenazim are noyik. That Pira ben Utam in Tesis that an isha can make a bracha because she also has a kiyo mitzvah. She can make a bracha for the kiyum mitzvah, and she can even say v'tzivanu because the terrorist mitzvah, the klal Yisrael. Tesis speaks about it in numerous places. That's the opinion of Tesis. However, the Hagoyis Ashri is mendag that Rashi argues on Tesis. The Hagoyis Ashri, in the end of Lulav HaGozel, it's mendag there that it says that an isha is allowed to take the lulav from her husband and put it back in the water, even though she is not mitzvah in the midst of the lulav. The Gemara says, because she's not mitzvah, I would think that for her it's muksa. The lulav and yontiv would be muksa. Kamash malon, that she's allowed to carry. There's no problem of muksa. Why not? So Rashi says there in Sukkotaf, Membezim and Aleph, she says, Kamash malon, they came into Royal and Atilas Anoshim, Teiras Kliolav, Umutar Betiltul HaKol. Because men can take it, therefore it's considered a Kli, and it's on muksa. That's Rashi. Mashmal Hadin Rashi says that Goyis Ashri, that by the Isha, there's no Indian for her to take the Lulav. She takes the Lulav, she's not Mekayim a Mitzvah Bichlal. And according to Rashi, says that Goyis Ashri, she doesn't make a Brocha on a Tilas Lulav, because there's no Kiyum Bichlal. So, how does this Rashi work with the other Rashi we mentioned? We said that the opinion of Rashi in Chulin is that when an Isha does Smicha on a Karbon, even though she's not Mechum Mitzuvah and Smicha, but it's called the Kiyum Smicha. And therefore, it's no problem of Avoida. But if there's no kiyum mitzvah bichlal when an isha does a mitzvah that she's not mitzvah in, so then it should be avoid. It's like nothing. It's like lying on the carbon stamazay, not she's not doing any smicha over here. Chari say a very big chiddush that Rashi holds that there's no kiyum mitzvah. Rashi means mitzvah de gavra. like by lulav, where the mitzvah is for the person to take a lulav. So the isha was nismayik from lulav, because the mitzvah says she has man grama, so she has no kiyah mitzvah. And also in isha the smicha and a karban, she has no kiyah mitzvah. But the karban gets a smicha. The karban, there's an Indian, we'll see more about this in Hemshech Adbar, the Biskrov talks about this, barichos, that every smicha there are two halakim. There's mitzvah that of the Bailim that he has mitzvah to do smicha, and there's mitzvah that the karban needs a smicha. So now that an isha is nismayit from smicha, is only that she has no kiyah mitzvah according to Rashi, and shitaka, she doesn't get a mitzvah as her independent mitzvah. Just like when she takes the lulav, there's no kiyah mitzvah. Also by smicha, there's no kiyah mitzvah. But the karban has a smicha. It was niskayim a smicha in the karban. And mitzad that, she's allowed to do smicha. Again, as we said, the heter here is not midina say derech aleis asay, but rather, once it's niskayim a smicha in the karban, so that's not called avoyde bekachem bechla. So this was a very fascinating inyum we found here. The opinion of Rashi in Erevin, that even though Meister has no chiyuv smicha, but it's still a kiyum of smicha, and therefore, therefore you're allowed to do it. It's not considered avoyde bekachem. And the opinion of Rashi in Chulin, l'shitosai, as the Shara Melech says, Rashi in Chulin holds that also by an isha, that's made from smicha, that's only from the chi of smicha, but if she wants, she could do smicha b'chol koicha. Tais argues, Tais holds that she cannot do smicha b'chol koicha, it is considered avoyde b'kachim. Tais holds that b'chor the meat is a meat entirely, that there's also no kiyum smicha b'chlal, finishes the smicha in the carbon. Rashi holds that it still is a kiyum smicha, and therefore she could do smicha. How does this work with the sugya and chagiga daf tezayin is not our topic right now. L'chayr there in the Gemara, it says like Tesis, you'll that an isha only the smicha b'kafa sayar. That's for another time. The Ravid, it says an answer to that, the Ravid in Teres Kain. That's not our topic right now. Coming back to our sugyas here, the word in the Mishnah that there's machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what are the two smichas b'tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda says it's for the parabola kol mitzvahs and for the siyar mishtaleach, and Rabbi Shimon says the siyar mishtaleach is not counted because you need smicha bebailim, and there the kohen gadol the smicha and he is not miskaper in the karbon. So therefore, b'karchach it's not one of the two smichas b'tzibur. Rather, the second smicha b'tzibur is that of siyar avodes kechavim, which is the zakenim du smicha. But that's those are the two. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Sir Mishtaleach and the parabola called mitzvahs, and Rabbi Shimon takes out the Sir Mishtaleach, puts in Sir Averis Kochav. But everyone agrees that there are only two, because Gmirish, there are only two smicha is betzibur. So the Mikdash David in Simon Chav Dalet, Sivkot and Beis, has a very important question, and this that there are only two smicha is betzibur. Brings that the Gemara in Yuma and Davnun is mistopic. Whether Parash al Aron that he brings in Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid or it's a carbon tzibur. Safik of the Gemara. So ask the Mikdash David, what's the safik? Hare, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem says, learns out of a pasuk that there's smicha by the Parash al Aron. Before in the Mishnah and Yuma, there's smicha by Parash al Aron. And Hare, the Kaimon, there are only two smicha is betzibur. So how can we think that Parashal Aaron is a carbon tzibur? Come out in Cana, we have three smichas b'tzibur. That's one question the Mikdash David asks on the Parashal Aaron. Another question he asks, so the Kohen Gadol does smicha on it twice. He first does smicha for himself and his family. Then he does the goyro of the Shnei Asirim. And then he does smicha again on the par, and he's mizvada for himself and all of the Kohanim, and then he shechts it. So says the Mikdash David, how is the first smicha, kiyum of smicha? Mishnah says later on here on Daf Tzadi Gimel, that tekef l'smicha shchita. You need to do the smicha right before shchita. So the first smicha that the Kohen Gadol does, there's no din tekef. It wasn't done right before shchita. Says the Mikdash David, a very chashuv yisoid, and smicha. Says the Mikdash David that the smicha is a pratin in the vidui. If a person stands next to the par and he says vidui, it's no kiyum of vidui. Vidui has to be done b'shas smicha. So therefore, says Mikdash David, because the Kohen Gadol needs to do a vidui twice, once for himself and his family, and another time for himself and the Kohanim. So each vidui needs a smicha. So the first smicha the Kohen Gadol does is not a kiyum, not the kiyum of the din smicha in the karban. The din smicha that the karban has, v'nir tzuloy l'chaper alav, tekev l'smicha shchita, all the din that were said in smicha do not apply to the first smicha of the Kohen Gadol. That's not the smicha of the karban. That's just a smicha which is necessary for vidui. And he wants to say lefize that the vidui arish, that the smicha arishin doesn't need b'chol koicha. It's only for the losa, it's only for vidui that was necessary. But the second smicha, that was done besides being necessary for vidui, it was also necessary to be done for the karban. Because this smicha is the din in the karban, and the karban needs smicha for its mitzvah. Therefore, it needs to be done b'chol koicha. And the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Mem, that learns out of a pasuk, that you need smicha in the Parsha Kohen Gadol, it means the riboy that you need smicha mitzad the karban. Avadi you need smicha mitzad vidui. That the way that vidui is done is with a smicha. But mitzad that din of vidui, you don't need the smicha to be done b'chol koicha. Because all it is just a hechitimsa that the vidui is related to the par. So you would not need smicha b'chol koicha. The Gemara makes a riboy to say that also the parsha of Aaron needs smicha mitzad the karban, like other karbanos need smicha mitzad the karban. Mainly you need the din of smicha b'chol koicha. Now, Kabbalah, this is very, very choshev yisrael in Mikdash David, that smicha becomes a prat in the vidui. We said earlier, the Rambam in the Tosefta, that you do vidui b'shas smicha. It's a good time to do vidui. But here the Mikdash David is saying much more, that the smicha could be necessary mitzad the vidui. But kimidum of the Mikdash David only means this as a klal when there's a din to do vidui mitzanatzmai by parsha kohen gadol, the Torah says do vidui, and as Mikdash David says you can't do vidui on the par unless you're doing smicha. That's what he means, because hare an isha that brings a karban, isha brings a karban chatos. The man amar nashim ain't semches rishus. We don't allow her to do smicha. So how is she going to do vidui? Elamai. There, when a person brings a chatas yachid, there's no din to do vidui b'shas smicha. The ikar din is you have to do tshuva. You can't bring the karban if you haven't done tshuva. You need to do vidui as the chelik of your tshuva. But it's not necessary that the vidui be done b'shas smicha. It's proper that it should be done. It's appropriate time to do vidui is b'shas smicha. That's what the Rambam says, apidu tayisefta, that when you're doing smicha, you should also say vidui then. But that vidui is not necessary to happen, mitzad the karban. You could do vidui a week ago, and then bring the karban, that's fine. You don't need to do vidui bishas that's related to the karban. Therefore, an isha that can't do smicha, she can still do vidui, and she did her tshuva, and the karban is mechaper for her. Mikdash David is talking about a case by Yom Kippur, where there's a din to do vidui mitzad atzmai, the karban is that the vidui has to be done on the karban. So there he says that you can't do vidui and a karban unless you do smicha. That is very choshev yisoyin of the Mikdash David. And that's the negiah for us, besides to the question that he asked related to our sugi of shtei smicha is betzibur, it's mamash related negiah to our sugi mamash, this is said in the Mikdash David. How's the negiah? Reb Shimon tells us that the sir mishtaleach is not one of the two smicha is betzibur. Why not? Because you need smicha bebailin, says Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon's opinion is that the Kohen Gadol does not get any kapar with the Seir Mishtaleach. Only Klal Yisrael gets kapar with the Seir Mishtaleach. So Bakarachach, that's not a din smicha, because smicha needs bailim. And Yehuda holds that there is bailim, because also the Kohen Gadol gets kapara. Reb Shimon says because he does not get kapara, so it's not called smicha bebailim. What's the pshat of Reb Shimon holds you don't do smicha on the Seir Mishtaleach? It's mefurish in the pasuk. Samach Aar Nishtei Yodov Avreish Asoy Yerachai Yisvado Olav Es Kol Avonis Bnei Yisrael. Before the pasuk, there was smicha on the Seir Mishtaleach. How could Rav Shimon say that the Seir Mishtaleach is not one of the two smichas b'tzibur? He can't argue with the pasuk. About it, there was smicha. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? Elmaitz Poshut that the nidun of our Mishnah, the smichas b'tzibur, is on smicha that's necessary mitzad the karban. Which karbanos require smicha? And that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Seir Mishtaleach is one of the karbanos that requires smicha, and you need smicha b'chol koichai, v'tekef l'smicha shchita. All of the dinim that you have by smicha of regular karban, you have also the Seir Mishtaleach. Shimon says that can't be, because one of a tnai in smicha is that the bailim who gets kapar from the korban, he's the one who does smicha, and the kohen gadol doesn't get kapar from the sir mishtaleach bal karchach. That smicha is not a smicha mitzad the korban. It needs smicha. That's a difference in smicha. That's not the smicha that we have always by smicha of korbanos. That's a smicha mitzad vidui. That's vidui needs smicha. Hare when Aaron does smicha on the sir mishtaleach, it's only mitzad the vidui, because he has to do vidui in the sir mishtaleach, and vidui needs smicha. You can't do vidui without smicha. So Levir Shimon, the smicha that there is by sir mishtaleach is only a pratin in the vidui. That's Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says no. Yehuda says that the Kohen Gadol gets kapar with it. So this smicha is also a smicha mitzad the din of the carbon, that a carbon requires smicha, and also this carbon requires smicha. And we have to mina whether the smicha was on mechol kaychay. Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, it must be done mechol kaychay. And lefir Rabbi Shimon, it's not done mechol kaychay. And kimedume here, I would say that everyone agrees that lefir of Shimon, it's also to do smicha mechol kaychay. Because even though Rashi says that by meiser, and Isha, the Rashi holds that you could do smicha b'chol kaychay, that's because it's a regular korban, it has a din akrava, it has a regular din of korbanos. But tir mishaleach, you throw it la'azazel, if there's no chiv in smicha, somebody also know heter to do smicha. That's what that would be nearly. That's not dorm zor mukhrochen. But for sure, if you're of Shimon, there's no chiv to do smicha b'chol kaychay. Because not in smicha of korbanos. Some of Aaron is shteyot of olav. Just like Moshe when he was semichan Yeshua. And making the new manik, he did smicha b'shnei yadayim. So the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the sir mishaleach. Here, look hard in a vidui, like Mikdash David says by the smicha that's done in parash of Aaron, the first smicha that's done, says the Mikdash David, is only a din in the vidui. Look hard, that's lefir of Shimon. That's a pshat in the smicha of the sir mishaleach. All it is mitzad the vidui. Another part of the Mikdash David on the smicha of the sir mishtaleach, the Mikdash David and Simen Chav Dalet Sifkat and Vav, asks that the fear of Yehuda that it is midin, that the smicha is midin smicha of korbanos, and he's b'chol kaychay, as we said, asks the Mikdash David, hare you need takeif of smicha shchita, and by sir mishtaleach there's no din shchita, so how is in this kind of din of takeif with smicha shchita? So the Mikdash David answers two answers. First, he says that the whole din takeif l'smicha shchita is when you need shchita. And the korban which you're doing smicha and shchita, you have to make that the smicha is right before the shchita. Masha'in kein, by the sir mishaleach, which does not have a din shchita. So here, there's no din of takeif l'smicha shchita. That's his first teretz. Another teretz says in Mikdash David, sapi the gemara in Yumba, that the dechiyasei letzuk zui shchitasei. That by pushing off the sir mishaleach, that's considered a kiyum of shchita. Mar there says legabe oisig espinoy, and other dinim, it's considered that you did a shchita on the sir mishaleach. So also over here, so also legabe there's take of the smicha shchita. As soon as the kohen gadol finishes the smicha, Mishnah says that he gives it to the person that's going to take it to the azazel. So even though it takes a long time to get there, because you're being oisig in bringing it to its shchita, and you're not wasting any time, you're getting directly towards its shchita. And that's, it's niskayim, the din of tekef l'smicha shchita. Another hara here is in the din of the para eda, that the zakenim are do smicha, and they're called bailim. Gemara says you need smicha the bailim, and they're called bailim. So Taisan Amad Beis, the Rimaschal Ha, asks that the Maisa, every shevet brings its own korban. So the bezin, that Sanhedrin, is not from every shevet. So how is it niskayim, the din of bailim, by their smicha? Says Tosfos, because they're the source of the chet, even though they're not getting kapar from the korban, but because it's their mistaken hoira which brought about the chet, so that considers them as a bailim in order to do smicha. See this point in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Vishkogas Halacha Aleph passes like the Man Domer that every shape it brings. Yeah, the lashon of the Rambam is that bezdin brings the korban. The lashon of the Rambam, "Hari bezdin chayovin lahavi korban chatos al shigasan b'hira." Ava bishaloi also hein ba'atzman ma'isa. Even the dayna do it, but they have to bring a korban for this. Hari the Rambam passes that each shevet brings it, not bezdin brings. Says the Kesef Mishnah that each shevet brings, but what they're bringing for is because of the hira of bezdin. So that's why the Rambam calls it that the Bezdin brings. So the Chazon Yecheskel, we'll take Sefta, Perigura Halachagimo, says in the Makar of the Rambam is from our Sugya. And we see that Bezdin is called a Bailim on the Karbon. As Tesis says, that because the whole Chet happened from their mistaken Psak, so that gives them considered a Bailim on this Karbon, and therefore they can do Smicha. Another point in this Gemara is the Gemara brings a Riboy for that Sir Nachshoin needs Smicha. So Rashi is bothered that all Karbonis need Smicha. All Chatos need Smicha. There's also a Sir Nasi, as the Rashi on top says. So what's the unique Chiddush, the Sir Nachshoin? So Rashi answers that Shami Deris Loyal Finon. And because this was a Ras Shah that he brought this Karbon, so Mela, we need a new Riboy that it needs Smicha. Before here, to me, it was a Chiddush that the Nesim in the Midbar had a Din Nasi. Even though the Avad of the Torah calls them Nesim. But that there's a Seer Nasi, that a Nasi brings his own carbon, Pashas that Nasi means a Melech. The leader of Klal Yisrael. Here's Mavur, that even the Nasi of a Shevet also has a Din of a Nasi. Like I be this Din, that he can be, he's Chayte, he needs to bring a unique carbon. By Nachshon, it was a different din. Here he brought a Benedava. It was a unique type of bringing of the carbon that the Nesim brought in the Chanukah Samizbeach. But B'Yisoid is before here that even these Shteimis Rei Nesim had a din Nasi to bring, if they would be Chayte, B'Sheigig, they'd bring a Sir Nasi. One last general Ha'ara in the Indian of Smicha. This is before in the Gemara in Zvachim, Nafayin Hei, that when carbonas are mixed up and we don't know whose is whose, Samara says that because the carbon needs Smicha, and you can't do smicha, so therefore you can't bring the karbon. That's mavur in the Gemara there. Tais asks a lot of questions. Other places where it's mavur that when you can't do smicha, you're still allowed to bring the karbon. But that's a Gemara. So Tais is there, wants to answer up some of his stiras about when you can and when you can't. So Tais says that when there's no other way to be misakin without smicha, Then you bring it without smicha. If we can wait for the bialim to come and they'll bring it with smicha, then we wait. But if because the lack of smicha is going to cause us that we can't bring the carbon bichlal, then we can bring the carbon even without smicha. Taisa says that with this yisoid, I understand something else. That the din is that a person yarshins his father's carbon. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah later on whether a yerish does smicha. Asks Taisis, the man Damar that Yerush is not to smicha. How can we bring the carbon? How carbon is coming without smicha? Elamai, because the lack of the waiting for smicha is going to cause us to not bring the carbon. Therefore, we're allowed to bring the carbon even without smicha. Akan Divriat Taisis. The stipler in Zvachim Simin Mem Vav Sivkatan Vav says that Taisis is a pellet. What's Taisus talking about the carbon of the Yerish? The whole reason of Taisus is when there's a carbon which needs smicha, and there's a bialim that could do smicha, just the bialim isn't here, or the carbon gets mixed up, or the bialim is tameh, and we don't let him do smicha. That's the need of Taisus, because the carbon is a carbon which requires smicha. But a Yerish that Yarshin the carbon of his father, this carbon does not need smicha. The man d'amar that Yerish does not do smicha. So the carbon does not require smicha. So for sure, bring a carbon without smicha. What's the problem? Says the stipler. Ule das atesis, de smicha mitzvah de rami ala carbon, ela di e efshur lekaima rak ayide bailim. A carbon, every carbon needs smicha. Just only the bailim can do smicha. The bailim is hechitimsa to mekaim din smicha in the carbon. Avo hecha de leka bailim, in the case when there's no bailim, the bailim died. And his son does not have didn't do smicha. Nami mitachsise hakravu shehei carbon smicha kaidem akrava. It's a chelik of that krava that the carbon requires smicha, and yes, you can't do it. You're stuck. You can't do it. But be aside, the carbon still requires smicha. That's what he's machich made from Taisus. This is we spoke about before that the smicha is a din of the carbon, but that lechayr was only when the carbon could have smicha. Or we said with Rashi that by Noshim and by Meiser, that by even Rishus, you can give smicha to the carbon. But here it's before in Taisus that a carbon requires smicha. At the Kach, the Taisus had Shver, that when the Bailim died and there's no way to do smicha now, you shouldn't bring the carbon. Because the carbon requires smicha, and you can't do the smicha. Because it becomes a din in the carbon. The carbon requires smicha, and that can't be niskayim. But this is the pshat and taisis. Therefore, taisis says no, but that when it's going to cause the whole carbon not to be brought, so it's not makif. If taisis had this shver though, this question by Yerush, why did taisis have shver by every carbon oshim? And Isha brings a carbon. How do you bring the carbon without smicha? Hare, the carbon requires smicha, and there's no one to do smicha. Elamai, it must be that because there lechatchila the carbon was hufresh by an isha, and she does not have a din smicha. So that carbon never required smicha. Tais is talking about a man that was mafresh a carbon, and the carbon required smicha. So now that he died, and it can't be niskayim, but it's already chaled in the carbon, that the carbon requires smicha. Hashem came in Isha that brings a carbon, so there that carbon lechatchila was never nischayv in smicha, never became mitachsisei a carbon, that the carbon needs a smicha. Therefore, that carbon comes without smicha, and there's no problem to bring the carbon without smicha. But on a man that was mafresh a carbon and he can't be mekayim the smicha, that Tais said shver that to bring it without smicha. Tais still answered that if that the lack of smicha is going to cause not bringing the carbon, then the din of the hakravas the carbon takes precedence over the din of smicha and bring the carbon without smicha. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.